Hello,
Hello.
good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Metro Research. Is this Julian?
This is she.
Hello. Nice to meet you, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're just conducting a very interesting survey about issues that are affecting you or your community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick, ma'am? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community. Can you please tell me what is your age?
61 years young.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. That is correct, ma'am. Okay, so I'm from 45 to 59, right? Thank you, ma'am. And now, you live in Massachusetts, right? You still live in Massachusetts?
Of course.
Okay, and which county in Massachusetts do you live? Just for a statistical purpose only.
Plymouth County.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. It's getting cold out there now, huh? Now, how... The next question, ma'am, is just for statistical purpose only, and by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? But how would you describe your gender? A man, a woman, a non-binary?
Non-binary? I'm a female.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how would you describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian,
I'm as white as they come. I'm actually translucent. I'm white.
Okay.
100%
white. Caucasian. Thank you, ma'am. And just for a statistical purpose only, ma'am, what is the highest level of school that you have completed? 11th grade or less? High school? Some college?
Well, I finished high school, and then I went on to vocational school and became a nurse.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
I'm training or whatever.
Thank you, ma'am. And just a few words, ma'am. Can you please tell me, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts right now? To the best of your knowledge, on your own words.
Transportation. I live in a rural area, so I'm not about trains and all that. So I'm just trying to keep my car running.
Right. But do you encounter traffic on the streets, you know, like...
No, not at all. I'm not in traffic.
Okay, so...
Although I do hate the traffic on the bridges over the canal, but no, it's not about traffic.
Okay, but let's say when you go to Boston, because you might go to Boston once in a while, you jump on the Tumwin Bridge or anything like that. Is anything related to a traffic issue that you want to put on your own words, just for the sake of research?
Your dad goes to Boston every day. What's the problem? They get stuck in traffic, so they spend 2 hours every day going from home to work, and then 2 hours from work to home. So that is traffic.
You spend 2 hours every day on traffic. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, very much. Thank you. We're now moving forward. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges?
Give her 100. Her name's Healy, not Haley.
Oh, Haley.
It's
I'm
Healy.
Sorry.
Give her 100.
Haley.
You're doing well.
Right. A, B, C, D, F. So it would be an A, right?
A, yeah. Give her an A. She's trying to work on the T because the T's a mess. So whatever.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk about that one. Now, the MBTA provides a subway, bus, train, and ferry services to eastern Massachusetts. Now, what grade would you give the governor, Haley, for the handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, or F?
Give her an A. And it's Healy, not Haley. It's Healy. It's Governor Healy.
Healy. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate you correcting me. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. Now, what grade would you give Governor Healy for handling of the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or F?
How about this? I have no way of judging the bus services because I don't use the bus. So is there a not applicable?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't use the bus, so I don't understand. I can't give anybody a grade on the bus.
No, and I understand that, man. You made it very clear. You spent 2 hours in traffic, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? But we continue, ma'am. Thank you. Now, the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. That was great we should give the state legislature for the handling of transportation infrastructure. I hear it, Massachusetts.
A big fat F. The legislature gets an F.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's all over now, you, too.
Thank you. And now, thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live. Now, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? Worse than it was before the pandemic? Or about the same?
Okay. Listen, we just shaved the dog, so we're just trying to get some hair up off the floor. So you may have to repeat this question in a moment.
No problem.
I'm covered in dog hair. So my daughter tried to clean it up. It's her dog. And I just helped her shave the poodle. So just give me a moment here. I can't hear shit. Anyway, I'm covered in it too. I know, Brett. I know. JR's supposed to be doing it. He loves the vacuum. Just give me a moment.
It is a poodle that you have.
Give me a minute, God. It's just dog here. Anyway, it doesn't look like a baboon. You just shaved your butt. Sorry, Winnie. All right, that's good.
Now, what color is it, though? Is it the brown?
All right, so here's the deal. Shut it off. It's good, Brett. No, it's just dog here. You're covered in it, too. So you take, all right, so you take this piece here. Vacuum is amazing. And then you go like this. And then you get off your body. It's all over your leg.
Let me know when you're ready, Kevin. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate your
patience. Just hold on a minute. Shaved the dog. I'm sorry she looks like a baboon. But I probably shaved her a little butt too much. Oh, too bad. You threw it. Tough kitty, said the kitty. Suck it up, buttercup. Jesus Christ. Poor Winnie. You know she's still covered in hair. Anyway, how about a little bit here? Still a little hair. No big deal. I got it everywhere. Whatever. It's only dog hair.
Hey, what's the name of the dog?
Her name's Winnie. Winifred. She's a Halloween dog. So, anyway, that's good enough. Oh, good. Whatever.
Right.
Look at how much hair he's got off her. All right, so I can't answer anything about buses. I haven't taken a bus in this state in 1,000 years. So.
No, I understand that, ma'am. But the next question is not about the bus, okay? Let me repeat it for you real quick, ma'am. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live right now. Now, would you say the traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? Worse than it was before the pandemic or about the same? What's your opinion?
It was great when it was pandemic because nobody was on the road.
Before the pandemic, after the pandemic.
It's worse because they're working on the bridges and it's slower. You know, the bridges are going to be safe. But, I don't know. Is it worse before the pandemic? I don't know.
Understood. Yeah. Now, moving
more
forward.
More people in the car, so.
Yeah,
if I had to go to Boston every day, I probably would have killed somebody by now, but I don't.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine you dealing with the traffic every day. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, ma'am. Now, how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in activity, please just let me know. Okay, ma'am? How about taking the MBTA commuter rail? Do you feel very safe? Somewhat safe?
Very safe.
How about drive or ride in car or on the highway? Do you feel very safe? Somewhat safe? Okay.
Very safe.
How about when you ride a bicycle? Do you feel very safe?
No, it's completely not safe. You don't get on the road with a bicycle. Not
so
safe.
So very unsafe? Very unsafe.
Very unsafe.
Okay. How about taking the MBTA subway? If you do sometimes, let's say for the sake of argument that you do sometimes,
very
will
safe.
You feel very,
very safe? Just be in the rest, yeah. Be in the rest, yeah.
Okay, how about drive or ride in the car in the local roads? Do you feel safe?
I'm very safe.
Thank you. And how about taking a public bus like the MBTA or RTA? Do you feel better?
Is there a middle one between
somewhat
very safe,
safe
and better?
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat.
Okay. How about walk around your community? Do you feel very safe when you do that? Somewhat safe? Somewhat unsafe?
Because people don't drive correctly.
So someone unsafe? Is that correct?
Yeah, someone safe. Sorry about your dog looking like a baboon. You look good, Winnie.
Yeah, I bet you. Now, you mentioned, ma'am, that you feel at least somewhat unsafe walking around your community. Are you, are any of the following reasons why? Drivers distracted by their phones? Reckless?
Yes, people
drivers?
Are on the phones. Yes, people okay. are on the phones. People are
how
on
about,
the phones.
How about reckless or speeding drivers?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. How about poorly maintained sidewalks?
No, that's not
okay.
the way it is.
Lack of sidewalks? No.
No, it's not about that, no. Sidewalks up.
Okay. How about dangerous street crossing or intersections? Okay. No?
Dangerous crossings? No,
like,
I'm good.
No? Okay.
The crossings are fine.
How about when you walk, will you worry about crime and violence in your community when you go out for a walk?
No.
Okay. How about lack of crosswalks or walk signals in your community?
There are no crosswalks or walk signals. I live in a rural area. There are no crosswalks or walk signals. So,
how about lack of street lighting? Do you feel unsafe because of a lack of a street lighting?
I hate the street light because it blocks out the sky. No. Street lights are fine.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience. Now, we're almost done. Now, you mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe riding a bicycle. Are any of the following reason why? Lack of a secure bike parking, lack of separate bike paths, lack of enforcement or traffic laws.
There's no separate bike path. There's no bike path.
There's no bike path. How about reckless or speeding drivers?
People want to fly by you. People love to fly around. Yep.
Okay. A lack of bike lanes on the streets.
Well, isn't that the same thing as bike paths?
Bike paths, yeah, they put it together and not required to read by bedroom. But thank you for correcting me. How about drivers distracted by their phones?
Everybody's distracted by the phone.
Okay.
Everybody's paying attention to their phone.
Well,
I know it's against the law. You're not supposed to use your phone, but we all do it. Let's be honest.
No, thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your question. Now I would like to ask you about a different topic. Governor Haley has proposed a new legislation to build a more affordable housing. Now, part of the bill will let cities and towns charge or transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale about $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. Now, the question is, how much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale of $1 million?
There should be more affordable housing.
Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support?
There should be more affordable housing. Absolutely.
So, strongly support that idea? Should I record that as your answer? Okay.
Strongly support.
We're almost done, man. The last question is just for statistical purpose only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? None? One? Two?
One.
Three,
I have one car.
One. Okay. And do you own or rent your home, or do you have another
I own my own home.
Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes the work situation? Employee full-time, employee part-time, or not currently employed?
I'm not currently employed. I'm retired.
Okay, that's great, man. Not currently employed. Okay, moving on. Are you a student, a homemaker, retired, or temporarily unemployed? You say you're retired, right?
I'm retired. I'm temporarily unemployed.
In politics today, man, would you consider yourself an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
We don't do independent. We do unenrolled. If you're an independent, that's a party. Independent is a party.
Understood.
And unenrolled. But I am not an independent because that's a party.
Thank you. I'll bring
you
back.
No, okay,
so you on enroll. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your clarifying that. Now, in most issues,
I love you,
Dan.
We love you. Thank you.
In most issues, ma'am, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Well, I'm a Democrat. I live in a blue state. I'm a Democrat, but I don't vote Democrat. I'm unenrolled.
No,
my father
probably. Right. But you lean towards more of the Democratic Party, right?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am.
Good luck. Don't get rid of the baboon.
Okay, ma'am, last question. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category, okay, ma'am? Below 25,000. 25,000 to 50,000.
I think I get like
75,000 to 100,000.
Yeah, when I was working. No, it's just me. Just me. So I get like $1,400 a month. So add that.
Okay, thank you, man. Hey, just to make sure we're talking with everybody in your community, can you tell me what is the zip code where you live?
02576.
02576. Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey, man. Thank you for your participation, okay? Goodbye.
So, who are you asking for? Miss Mara Healy? Or, like, what is the company you're asking? Just an independent...
Oh, I'm working... But no, I'm working with Metro Research, man. We're just conducting a study, and we would like to include your response. It was very kind of you for sharing your opinion, man. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yeah,
thank you. Man.